Hey, John, how are you? Very good.
The town of Avalon has about 4,000 people, and Margarita Jackson knows a lot of them.
Well, I still don't know everyone's names. I know their faces because I help them at the window at some point or another.
That's because pretty much everyone knows her. Margarita is the postmaster. She oversees all of Catalina Island's mail from its single post office. It's right across from the supermarket, so there are always people walking by her office window.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, I like it.
The window's open, right? I know, it adds a lot of air to the office.
Nice customer service.
It is.
And since Avalon doesn't have home delivery service, everyone comes to the post office to get their mail, which means Margarita talks to a lot of people every day.
What are you eating there, Emiliano? Candy!
From all the friendly banter, you might think Margarita has lived in Avalon all her life. But she didn't move here until 2012, when she was 39. She grew up in Southern California and spent 15 years working for the U.S. Postal Service, going from letter carrier to window clerk to handling large commercial accounts. One day, her managers made her an offer.
They're like, you know, what do you think about going to Catalina? Do you want to go? I'm like, okay, sure.
2 weeks later, Catalina's new postmaster arrived on the 6 a.m. ferry. Margarita didn't know anyone on the island, but not for long.
I had to interact with these customers, and they're seeing me every day. Oh, who are you? You know, I'm the new postmaster. Nice to meet you, Margarita. So for the first couple of months, I got to meet the entire town.
One of them was a man named John, an electrician who'd also recently moved to Avalon for work. He walked up to Margarita at the post office window and introduced himself. He also started getting packages. A lot of packages. Margarita didn't know this at the time, but John was ordering little bits of hardware online, like nails or washers, just to have an excuse to go to the post office as often as he could. Then one day, he did something bold.
I'm handing him a package, and he grabs my hand and holds on to it.
What was your reaction when he grabbed your hand?
Oh, well, you know, the butterflies and the googly eyes and that little bit of tense sweatiness of just anticipation or excitement.
So had you sort of flirted at the window before that?
Oh, absolutely.
I spent a Tuesday morning at Margarita's office, watching her staff at work and learning all about the United States Postal Service. And as far as I can tell, Margarita knows almost everything there is to know about it.
What's called every door direct mail or saturation mailings, standard mailings.
She steps in to help her busy clerks. Grabbing a pile of mail, she heads over to a wall of P.O. boxes. She starts tossing envelopes into the boxes with perfect aim.
Wow, you are fast at this.
There's actually a regulation of you're supposed to throw so many letters per minute.
Although she's worked in towns all over California, Margarita says there's something different about Avalon. It's more relaxed, with a strong sense of community. Plus, her office is just a block from the ocean.
I actually swim every day at 7 a.m. all year long. So I get to go for a swim and then I change my clothes and come to work.
It's much less hectic here than the life she had on the mainland, which the locals call overtown or OT.
Is there anything you miss about living OT?
Trader Joe's.
Okay, so maybe there's one thing she can't get here. But going by the stand-up paddleboard and the three mud-spattered mountain bikes in her office, Catalina has plenty of things to do to make up for it. And after John grabbed her hand that day, they started doing them together. Bike rides, ocean swims, long walks. They even gave their favorite spot a nickname, the No Kissing Bench.
When we would go walking at night and we would sit on a bench over on one of the hillsides and, you know, just look at the stars. We would sit so close that I was practically sitting in his pocket and he was determined to have me make the first move. So there was no kissing.
After a few months of this old-fashioned courtship, Margarita made her move.
It was New Year's Eve. I asked him to walk me home. Of course, the stroke of midnight. Perfect opportunity, right? You have to kiss someone at midnight. So that was actually our very first kiss, and then from there he walked me home.
John and Margarita eventually married in 2015. Margarita says that growing up, she never would have imagined she'd settle down in a quiet town on a small island. But now, she and John never want to leave. They want to raise kids and grow old here. They also want to give something back to Catalina.
We've made plans to refurbish that bench and get it, you know, and basically you rededicate it to the city and then you get a little plaque on there and dub it the Jackson's No Kissing Bench.
For KISL Island Radio, I'm Allie Lehmer.